Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Michael Yon. At Michael_Yon is where to watch Michael's reporting. He is at the Darien Province, right at the edge of the Darien Gap, the end of the Pan-American Highway. 24 hours ago, he was in a village, an Umbera village called Via Chiquito, which he has visited several times over these last years. He's very familiar. Everybody there knows Michael and his colleagues when they arrive. But we're going to reintroduce it today because we can't presume that the information from 2021 or 2022 is right in front of everybody. Michael, a very good evening to you. Via Chiquito is upriver, some miles, some distance from you, that you travel to in a dugout canoe with a modern engine driving it up a river that is alternately dangerous and serene, and you visited Via Chiquito. If I can recover the facts when we first came across that village, it was the end of the road of the Darien Gap, the triple canopy jungle, and the 60 miles, very dangerous, in which perhaps up to 10% of the people who started it didn't finish it in some fashion. Today, it's been transformed because there were moments when you were first there in 21 when just a trickle of people would come in each day, exhausted, off the river, and they would spend time at Via Chiquito before they went on to the way north to Costa Rica and then eventually to the Mexican border with the U.S. Today, you tell me Via Chiquito is transformed by money and by numbers. Let's start with the numbers. What would you estimate you saw in visiting Via Chiquito yesterday, and where did the people come from? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening, John. I'm in Darien Province right now. We came out of the gap yesterday. We'll go back in soon again. But I would say yesterday we saw about 4,000. We saw about 167 piraguas filled with migrants coming in, aliens, let's say. They are the piraguas fit between 15 and 20 people, depending on the size of the piragua and the size of the people in it. So, you know, you can do the math. But bottom line is, roughly 3,000 came in by boat. Then we got to Via Chiquito. Hey, Dad, this puppy. I'm sorry, there's this puppy that I'm not paying attention to her now that I'm talking with you, and so she's angry. So then there was about 1,000 in Via Chiquito when we showed up. So there would be, say, 3,000 on the boats and another who had just come from Via Chiquito. And then we got up to Via Chiquito. There's a good 1,000 in there. I droned it so we can see that. And then just a steady stream, you know, as the drone went upriver from there, you can see just a steady stream like ant trails of people coming up. Yeah, it's being overrun. They're building more infrastructure. Yesterday, near a village downstream from Via Chiquito, maybe 3 kilometers downstream on the other side of the river. Yesterday, all the Imbara men from a nearby village were out there clearing part of the jungle to make it was about 13 acres to clear for another camp. So another 13 acres. It's only growing. And there's a meeting next week in Panama City with some of the elders about what they're going to do down here and expanding the camps. This new camp that they're building, this is now, if you, in the dry season, they'll be able to pick up the aliens right from the river and you know, on vehicles and then skip the piragua rides, right? So in other words, it'll increase the rate of flow through the jungle. Yeah, it's clear that I would say last month there was about 82,000 came through, according to the Panamanian government. So that would be August of 2023, about 82,000. I'm guessing this month it's going to be inching towards 100,000. And I would strongly bet that in 2024, 1 million people will go through the Darien Gap, because the flows are much, much smoother than I've ever seen them and infrastructure is growing as well. So the camps are bigger and the flows are faster.
And the people, Michael, you will recall in 21, they were coming through with great effort because they were not equipped. They were in sandals, if they had those when they arrived at the end. Young women who were pregnant, young women who were unaccompanied, families that were staggering along with their children in hand, and no visible camping equipment, very little money. And you will recall when they first got to Valle Chiquito, there was one communication system to allow them to withdraw money. It was, as I recall, it had the internet at the top of a rise so that they could connect with Panama City. That was the infrastructure in 21, 2 years ago. Is all that changed now? Is when they arrive, are there facilities for them? Can they get cash easily? How does it work now?
Well, it's still pretty rough. I mean, they can still get cash and that sort of thing. But when we showed up yesterday, I was with Ann Vandersteel and Chuck Colton and a team that Chuck brought of young men that he's just showing them the ropes of things that are going on. So six of them. And we went out there. When we showed up to Bajo Chiquito, the first thing that happened was there was a lifeless girl. I didn't know if she was dead or not. She looked to be, I don't know, 15. A man was carrying her. Chuck picked her up and took her to the clinic. And the clinic was empty. There was no doctor there. It was like nobody there, right? And so there was a lot of people with heat and foot and other sicknesses or problems. And so we just kind of took over the clinic. And like one guy was clearly going into, he had partial paralysis on his face, and his eye and his lip drooping. And people were saying he's too hot. And I grabbed a bunch of water, started pouring it over his head. I told people to go get me some cold water and, you know, and just stuff like, where's the doctors? You know what I mean? They said the Doctors Without Borders people had just left a couple of hours ago. And so there's no doctor, there was nobody in the clinic. And so we took it over. Then, you know, of course, we didn't come here to run the clinic. We came here to see what's happening and get information and transmit it back like what we're doing now. And but so we ran the clinic for a while and then we finally left. The camp is just filled with feces and that sort of thing. There's constant tussles between aliens. For instance, Haitians often get into fights with people. I nearly saw a fight with Venezuelans and Afghans in a different camp the day before, Las Blancas. The Venezuelans and Afghans almost went at it. Actually, I did a good interview yesterday with an Afghan. His English was quite good. And so the interview, I've got it on video and audio, and he was saying that he couldn't believe how tough it was. He came to the clinic because he had some sort of gastrointestinal problem. I think it was the water. That was what he thought that it was. And he was in dire straits, but he was okay enough to talk. But he's from Mazar-e-Sharif, which is in northern Afghanistan. I've actually been there a few times. And he said, yeah, he had no idea how hard this was going to be. A lot of Afghans have told me that. Interestingly, again, the day before in another camp, Las Blancas, some Afghans, they were very angry. There was the first group was about 70, and then later, I think, about 200 on the same day in Las Blancas. But these Afghans were very angry because they had been sent to the back of the line. And some of the English speakers, when they saw, you know, me there and white people, they were like, hey, what's going on? Why were we sent to the end of the line? I said, I don't know. You know, I just got here myself. I mean, I come now and then, but, you know, I don't work in the camp. And he said, you know, well, they're letting the people that speak their language, Spanish, to go to the front of the line, and they're making all the Afghans go to the back of the line. They weren't making the Chinese go to the back of the line. But so the Afghans were back there, and then some Venezuelans tried to cut in line, and it almost went on. It almost.
What was the line for? What was the line for, Michael? Why were they lining up?
To get on buses to go to Costa Rica.
So right. This was.
And by the way, I have a source on the Costa Rican border today, a few hours ago. And hey, stop it! This dog's over here. He's chewing on an electrical cord. This is a puppy. I'm sorry, John. I'm in.
So it's fine.
So he's a puppy. Doesn't know any better. All right, come here. And so, but I had a friend up on the Costa Rican border today, just some hours ago, and he said the border's wide open to the migrants. Actually, In fact, the border, the Panamanian border people told him just go on through. They didn't even look at his passport. So he went off into Costa Rica. And so all the migrants were just being allowed to go through without checking their passports. Meanwhile, the tourists were lined up to get visa stamps. It's like two little universes side by side on the same crossing there from Panama to Costa Rica. And then he crossed right back into Costa Rica and nobody checked his paperwork. So effectively that border is open right now between Costa Rica and Panama.
Michael, could you characterize the people in Valle Chiquito? Were they young? Were they very young? Did they look fit? Did they have camping equipment with them? How did they look?
Some are very, studs. And others, I mean, there's people with infants. Like, I wonder how many babies are dying out there. Because a lot of them, I mean, when I say infants, I mean, there was one baby that must have been 3 weeks old, I guess. And others are, I've got tons and tons of videos of this. We'll cut them and publish them. But there's other people coming through. I don't know how they make it. Like, I'm wildly obese. And no shoes coming in. I mean, you'll see some of the videos. I'll publish it. And I don't know how they make it. Even Centerfront going out there with Oscar Blue and Ben Berquam, a couple of journalists, friends of mine. Those guys got whipped up going into the jungle again. They just came out about 2 days ago. We went and recovered them, actually. And, you know, they're hurting. And these guys are very fit. And they did not go as far as the migrants. So I don't know how all these babies are making it through, but I'm not saying all of them do. Many babies clearly die out there. For instance, Oscar and Ben came across one and some other bodies. I would say, when we first started reporting on this, 2.5 years ago, maybe, I would say the fatalities must have been about 10%,
right,
which is
right,
obviously wildly high. But now I would say it's probably, I'm guessing, less than 1%. Certainly a couple, 2 or 3 dozen a day. Nobody seems to know, but the Centerfront say it's one Centerfront guy a couple of days ago told me it's about 40 per day. But we don't know. I mean, nobody knows. When people die in the jungle, they disappear pretty quickly.
Michael Yan, @Michael_Yan, is how to watch his Twitter feed from these videos and reports that he's giving. He's in Darien Province at the end of the Darien Gap, at the end of the Pan-American Highway. You see the progress. You reach Darien, you reach the end of the Pan-American Highway, and there are buses that leave to go to Panama City, then onto the Costa Rican border. When we come back, what about the announcements that from the Homeland Security that they would control this border, or from Centerfront that they would control this border? What's happened to those remarks? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.